Lake Event continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyne.
And I'm Bonnie North. Milwaukee Public Schools boast several immersion schools, places where students learn almost exclusively in a foreign language. A pioneer in that movement here is the French Immersion School. The school was created as part of the district's ordered segregation, but it has lasted and thrived well beyond that original mission.
Tomorrow, the French Immersion School marks its 40th anniversary with a visit from a dignitary from the French government. We're joined in the studio today by Principal Gina Bianchi, along with an alum, Monique Meese, and her son, PJ, who today is a fifth grader at the school. Welcome to all of you.
Thanks for having us.
Bonjour. Happy to be here.
And bonjour. Why is immersion education important?
Immersion education is just the most natural way for children to really learn the language. There's so many benefits cognitively and other positive reasons to start at such a young age. Another reason is that they can naturally take on that accent. And they really just don't question. They don't question learning another language. They're very eager to grasp onto new words and learn all about it.
Monique, why did you end up going to – because you are an alum.
Yes. Actually, my mother waited in line for hours, she says, in the snow in order for me to go to the school. And she went to France in college to play violin and fell in love with the French culture. And when she saw the opportunity for a French immersion school, she jumped on it. And we were so lucky to win the lottery so that we can come to this school.
And what grade were you in when you started there?
K-4.
Oh, really? So
old,
you went all the way through?
Literally immersed in it and loved it. Still have friends, best friends from this to this day from the French Immersion School. And found out after I had kids that it was still around, I brought my kids here too.
What did you think of the idea of going to a French Immersion School?
Well, when I was little, I kind of like didn't even know. I had no idea what school it was because I was little and I didn't know a lot. But when I knew, I was happy because my mom told me that she went to that school, and yeah.
Did you go there in kindergarten too?
Yeah, I started when I was 4.
Was French hard for you to learn when you were that old?
A little, because I didn't even know my ABCs in English yet either.
I have a daughter as well, 2 years older than him, and she picked up French right away. So we tried to speak it at home a little bit. I lost a little bit of my French because I didn't go on to middle school and high school with it, but I start picking it up right away once she started to learn. And so, yeah, he didn't know any difference. He just thought it was school. So it wasn't a big deal.
Is immersion education just about learning the language, or is there something bigger to it than French or Spanish or German or you know, whatever the particular language is?
For us, and I think something that we're just really passionate about at Milwaukee French Immersion School is really the community that we have in our building. And that really goes back to the beautiful, rich history of how we were started. Because at our school, we draw in students not only from around the entire city of Milwaukee, different areas of Milwaukee, but also from the suburbs. So for us, it's this beautiful, diverse group of students and families and even staff that come together. That's really a big highlight of our program.
And at the same time, I mean, everything at the school is done in French, correct?
That's correct. Our students are immersed in
except
the language.
English.
Well,
when do you
point.
Start English? Do you remember that, PJ?
No.
So our students are taught in French throughout the entire day, and then they begin learning English for between 60 and 90 minutes a day in second through fifth grade.
And is that done with someone speaking French and teaching them English, or is it an English-only class?
It's the same teacher that will, but it's a very specific time of the day. We do it at the end of the day. So really the entire rest of the day is dedicated to French. So really all those major subject areas that they'd be learning at a regular school, they're learning, but they're just taught it in French.
After decades, how has the French Immersion School evolved?
So I think one of the biggest things is to see, you know, and us reflecting on the history is how small it started. You know, when it first began, there was 100 students total between German immersion and French immersion that were housed in the same building. And we've moved several locations throughout the years. And to think that we're now at 600 students, to think about 600 students really have the opportunity to learn French, we've just expanded quite a bit.
What do you – I mean, you were – Monique, you were talking about how your French has disappeared a little bit since you were in school. Were there things that you got out of going to school at the French Immersion School that were – you know, how did you use your French and how did you use that way of learning?
Well, I fell in love with the culture, the French culture. So anything French, France, it's one of those things that I write on if 10 things you don't know about me. I was raised in a French school. But just the diversity of learning about different cultures. I'm in a job right now where I work with a lot of people in India, and they say that I'm so welcoming to them and I'm very understanding. I take the time to listen and understand about their culture because I really do care and I really do love any culture. French is my favorite, of course, but I'm very happy to learn about other cultures and very accepting of other cultures and love to learn about them.
I was wondering if you grow up with a certain worldview that's caused by being exposed to, you know, both the language and the cultures.
A more global view, I think. I think that I don't find myself on one side or another side. I'm always thinking of how does the world look at us? how does the world look at us right now? Not just what's going on in our immediate city or our immediate country.
That kind of ties it back into, you know, thinking about maybe what looks a little different today. I think a big focus of our school right now is really trying to highlight the different countries around the world that speak French. You know, we've been able to hire some newer staff that come from different French-speaking countries from Africa, and that has really brought in this beautiful different cultural aspect. We now have our students learning African dance from Patrice, who's a native speaker from Senegal. So really trying to integrate just those different cultures so students really learn not just about France, which is really awesome, but the different countries.
How difficult is it to find teachers that want to come to Milwaukee to teach French?
Well, that's a great question. It is difficult sometimes to find teachers. That's why we're so lucky to have the folks that we have. Sometimes it's by word of mouth. And oftentimes we're finding folks that maybe have majored in French, but not necessarily elementary education. So a lot of our teachers are really dedicated. They go back and add that certification. We're also lucky to have some really amazing native speakers as paraprofessionals as well. And a lot of them go on and become teachers as well. So that's helped.
And former students.
And former students. That's right. That's right.
What's it like to learn math and science in French?
Well, it's weird, but at the same time, it's not, because, like, I've been to the school, and this is my only school, and I've been learning it in French the whole, like, all my life, and so it's not that weird, but it's not the, I talk that language, but it's not, like, the language that I actually speak, but, like, it's, like, when I learn math, I know that it's going to be in French, and so.
But I remember going to an English school after and taking math and the metric, going from the metric system and using decimal places. So it was a little bit strange, but math is numbers. So I did really well in math, and he's doing a great job in math.
What about things like supplies? Is it difficult to find math books and science books and geography books that are written in French?
Yes, it is. And I think in the recent years, we've done a lot of work to kind of rejuvenate the curriculum because we found that it was a little outdated, frankly. And with technology now and the world really becoming quicker to access those materials, we were able to get some different materials that are much more updated, much more culturally relevant for our students. But yeah, technology has been a huge help as well.
Do I gather that the French immersion school is on the radar of the French government?
It is. We're really excited. In the past few years, we've really been working on the relationship with the French government. And I think the French government wants to see, you know, the French language be spread as much as possible. So at our 40th anniversary, we're having the French consulate will be joining us from Chicago, and they will be honoring us with the official designation of being a France Label Education School.
And so what does that distinction mean?
So it's given to schools that meet certain criteria, but it really attests to the high level of French language that our teachers have, our support staff have, and that our students attain by the time they complete our program.
PJ, you must have friends who go to other schools, right? Do they? What do they think of you going to school and learning French?
Well, on my basketball teams, they're always like, you know French? Like, how do you count this in French? And, and every single time, like, when we do drills, and they're like, our coach is like, you have to do this many times. And then one of my teammates are like, he's trying to say it, but he's like, He's trying to count, and it's funny. And then sometimes they call me French fry.
Do you shoot trois pointers?
Yeah.
So 40 years on, this is a fairly exciting time for the school.
It is. It is.
Well, let me just say, Gina, Monique, and PJ, thank you so much. Merci beaucoup.
Venez célébrer notre fête d'anniversaire avec nous.
Bianchi is principal of the Milwaukee French Immersion School. PJ Meese is a fifth grader there, and his mom, Monique, is an alum. You'll find a link to more information about the school's 40th anniversary celebration, which is scheduled for tomorrow, at wuwm.com.